on in church, say amen. In church, say praise the Lord. Come on, let all the saints of God shout hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Thank God for his grace and mercy. Amen. Let's see the 50 now. Let's go with our service. Doxology, praise God for whom all this is from.
Oh,
children church ministry this morning is more. Amen. 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 So age 3 to 12, you were able to go into the children church ministry with my wife, Sister White, and Sister Knight. They're going to chair this particular ministry, as well as putting other people to assist them. But we are birthing our children church ministry here in our church. Amen? Amen. 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 So we're going to ask if you would love for your child to participate in the children church. Biblical teaching, pretty much what I'm preaching on, what they're teaching on, all they're going to tie in together so that mom and daddy can have a healthy conversation with the children after they leave church about church. Amen. Amen. So good curriculum. Good curriculum. They have a great lesson plan. Amen. Amen. Reverend Huggins, both of you, I may let y'all have this. I'm going to go to children's church. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship.
since I've been here, there's two. Okay, we have gifts for two adults. Our hospitality committee will get you gifts, okay? Amen. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. You see all the different things that we do have printed on page 6. Let's read over it and let's govern ourselves accordingly as we prepare for all these different things that are coming up.
Tickets from Sister Nikki B. Any more questions?
given. Praying out for our giving. Let us give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. We want to ask our members to make sure that we remain a tithing church. Programs are good, but we can't depend on programs to keep the church in operation. We have to depend on tithes and offerings to keep the church in operation. So I tithe and I give an offering, and my programs are secondary. That's the only financial plan that God has given us to get out of debt, by giving a tithe and offering. You can't visualize it all. You can't logically think it, because you're trying to get out of debt. It seems like I need to save. But God said, give you, and he'll get you out of debt, okay? So let's pray now in our giving. Be sure that we're giving it our tithes, what is in our offering. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe,
Selection, we'll be prepared for
children also on, because she's here, but the men prayer, our children praise dance, been invited to the 9th, hold on, the 9th of this district mid-year convocation. Amen? They want us to dance on the closing of the conference on that Saturday. Thank you for your grace and mercy, loving kindness. live in liberation. Love God. Love God. Start with Him first. Now we can love each other. Lifted meaning encouraging. Lifted each other up. Encourage one another along the way. Be a Barnabas. Amen. Barnabas meaning encouraging. We encourage one another, lift each other. That's a good ministry for the church. how to become a good steward. How to become a good steward. Let's have been seated. Thank you. Let's serve this morning. How to become a good steward. We want to talk about acknowledgement, accountability, and action. All right, we got 10 minutes. All right, let's go. Acknowledgement, accountability, and action. We have learned that a steward is a person that has been entrusted by someone else to take care of someone else's property, things, stuff. It's the job of the steward to manage, to make sure everything is working right, and everything is in place of someone else's property. But the steward doesn't own the stuff. The steward take care of the stuff. Okay? As a steward here on earth, my time, my talent, and my money doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. God has entrusted me to take care of my time, my talent, and my money. So as a steward, we have to understand that God has invested in this relationship with us, where He counted us trustworthy to give us time, to give us some talent, and to give us some money. And God said, now, when you take care of the things that I'm giving you, that's a sign that I can just keep giving you more time, more talent, and more money. Paul is trying to show the church how to be effective in their walk with God. He's trying to show the church, not the building, the people who are within the church, you and I, the ones that have a connection with God, how to be effective in our walk with God. He's trying to show the church how to shift from being efficient to being effective. He's trying to show the church how to shift from tier 5 to tier 1. He's trying to show the church how to shift from being okay to being outstanding. And the way that you can shift from being okay to being outstanding, you have to become a good steward. So Paul said in the text, he said in verse number 14, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise thou from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Point number one this morning is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement deals with appreciation, recognition, value. We must also acknowledge our own sinfulness. Paul telling the believers, the saints and the angels, to wake up. Paul said in the text, in order to be an effective steward, you can't go to sleep on the job. He's showing us in the text that sleep can hinder your walk with God. We do some stuff while we sleep that we don't even know we're doing. Some people talk in their sleep. Oh, that person. That's a bad thing to do. You got that right, Brother Bill. And some people dream crazy dreams while they are. And then some people will walk while they are asleep. And we call it sleepwalking. You know how dangerous it is to talk in your sleep? You know how dangerous it is to dream crazy thoughts and you wake up the next day and wonder if it really happened? You know how dangerous it is to be sleepwalking at night or during the day?
in there shining the light on someone else's darkness while you still connected to darkness yourself. So Paul said, don't get it twisted in the text. Don't you feel like you're the end on the scene. Don't you feel like you have arrived. Don't you feel like you the big ball, the shot caller. Don't you feel like, amen, you got it going on, that everyone else makes mistakes and everyone else is tied up in unrighteousness, but yet here you are, here Paul saying in the text, you got to acknowledge where you are. Paul says it's hard for a sleeping church to praise God. It's hard for a sleeping church to do outreach ministry. It's hard for a sleeping church to give God the glory and God the praise. But when you are awake this morning and you kick them colors off of you, you immediately gave God the glory and the praise. You didn't have to wait till you entered into John's chapel and say, Lord, I thank you. But when you kick them colors off of you, you fell down on your knees or you lay down.
To be able to recognize where you are, to be able to recognize
future in your walk with God. You have to cherish your walk with God. You have to appreciate your walk with God. And you can't let nobody, amen, upset or derail your walk with God. Because at the end of the day, you have to stand before God. You don't stand before Pastor White. You have to stand before God. You don't stand before the prophet or the bishop. You have to stand before God. And when you stand before the Lord, you are to hear the voice of God saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. You can wait for a few things, and now wait for a proof of all the things.
Because we are not at the church. God is counting on us.
unquote. That's the reason that remains pushing us how to appreciate every breath that we take. Use it for the glory of God. Paul had declared, and redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And when you go to work, and when you are in action for God, God has given us the ability right here at John Shaw, African Methodist Episcopal Church, to exemplify His love within our community and throughout our city. And I'm so thankful that the God that we serve has counted us as good stewards. We appreciate our time, we appreciate our talents, and we appreciate our money. And I'm glad this morning to be on a winning team. I'm glad this morning to have a relationship with God. And because you have a relationship with God, you can redeem your time. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your grandchildren. Don't give up on your family members. Don't give up on your spouse. You got to understand that when you redeem the time, God is able to equip you what you stand in need of to bring light in the midst of darkness. That's why Paul said that the times are evil. You know we are living in evil times when brothers and sisters can't get along. Family members don't even speak to each other. Against church members, the church members against pastors. Don't you know we are living in evil times when children go to school with guns and shoot up everybody, and adults go to school with guns and shoot up everybody? That's a sign that we are living in some evil times. Don't you know we are living in some evil days right here in America, where people don't value life, don't value the things of God, and some folk are declaring and decree there is no God? Are you glad this morning that you have been awakened by the power of God, and you stop sleepwalking in God's house, and now you're able to see clearly that if it had not been for the Lord on your side,
God, I speak to you, Holy Spirit. Rest through the Bible, the sign of the gift of ever hope. And you want to make a prayer in our hearts, sing.